Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Area 50, District 15, Singleness of Purpose, Day of Sharing. I'm Jill, I'm an alcoholic. Glad you're all here. What a blessing to be sober. How thankful I am that I get to be a recovered member of Alcoholics Anonymous. If we can have a moment of silence, please, reflecting on the still sick and suffering alcoholic and non-alcoholic inside and outside our AA rooms, asking for God's guidance on how to best serve them and Him. Can we have that moment, please? Thank you. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution. Does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. Briefly, just to go over our agenda for the day, we are starting right now with the introduction and welcome. We are going to have a panel, a brief panel, that will be talking a little bit about the growth of district. The building of district in Area 50 that's been inspired over the last 2 years or so to turn on the lights in this dark area. And a big part of that is building district. After our brief panel, we are going to actually be recessing to lunch. We have a huge spread, baked ziti, meatballs, bread, salad, lots of desserts. So if we can have lunch, and I'll give notice of when we're going to actually dismiss from that and return into here. Then we're going to have a second panel that will be with Jake J. and KCC, and they will be talking about their experience with Tradition 3 and 5. We'll have a brief break, maybe, if you guys want to create clouds outside and use the restroom. I'll ask for a number of hands. And then we're going to have our final keynote speaker, which is Bill B., and his topic will be Singleness of Purpose, Primary Purpose. So first, I'd like to welcome Bill P. He is GSR for the East Aurora Eye Opener and also CPC Chair for District 15. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Bill. I'm an alcoholic. Sober date is September 27, 2014. If you do the math, 4.5 years. Or today, right? So I tried to get involved with District 15, and what we wanted to do today is talk about kind of district revitalization service work that's available in your community. And I'm going to start by asking, who is a member of an AA group or a meeting in Orchard Park or East Aurora? Could you please raise your hand? Well, that's beautiful. Let me take a picture, get names, numbers. Okay, good. So District 15 is East Aurora and Orchard Park. I didn't know that until I was told that. I don't know a lot of things until I learn it. That's kind of an interesting thing. So for me, recovery is kind of like a good folk song. It should, comfort the disturbed and disturb the comfortable. I first came to AA in 1990. I stayed sober for 10 years, and I went to a lot of meetings. I was an example of a meeting maker who didn't make it, and I don't know. I think there's meeting makers that make it. You know, I can't tell you that story, but I can tell you, I went to a lot of meetings. I even made coffee a time or two, but I never really got involved in service work. So, good news is, about 2000, I picked up a drink and I stayed drunk for 15 years. And as you may know, it didn't go so well. And I came back in all banged up. So when I came back in, I looked at the people who were there when I kind of left. And They were involved in AA. I was at AA, but I wasn't in AA. And I just tell you my story. I can't, you know, maybe I can disturb the comfortable today. You might not like everything you hear, and hopefully we will be disturbed. Because if I don't change, nothing changes. And so I come back in, and I have 3 minutes, so I got to keep moving because I can go off, right? So anyway, I come back in, and I see people who stayed sober. And here's what I saw them at a lot of different meetings. I saw them involved in their home groups. I saw them involved in service, and I saw them work an action program and a spiritual program. And I can't tell you that they lived perfect lives. None of them walked on water or floated in air, but they lived like a man that I wanted to live like. So I knew when I came back in that I had to do things differently. And you know, probably a year and a half in, I really did not. You know, I just don't fit in anywhere, and I would prefer to stand in the back of the room, but I really got this great home group in East Aurora, and I felt part of that, and my recovery kept telling me I had to keep pushing myself. And I go to a meeting where they talked about turn the lights on, and if you haven't heard that concept, in Area 50, Western New York, there wasn't a lot. There was some service structure, from what I understand. I'm not a historian. I'm only 4.5 years sober. I'm just early sobriety. And they talked about turn the lights on and get involved. And there's not enough people getting involved. And then they talked about districts. And then they talk about GSR, CPC, DCM. It's all very, very confusing. But I was told, I'm a nurse by background. And I said, I'd like to go talk to nurses. That's what I'd like to do. And someone said, why don't you go to the General Service Assembly? There's a group there called the CPC group. And why don't you get involved with that? And I said, I'm a pretty important person. You don't know how important I think I am. I would just like to maybe talk to maybe over at ECC, I'll talk to a group of nurses. And so I was, the comfortable person I am got disturbed. And they told me to go talk to CPC. So about a year in going to the GSA meetings, I have no idea what they're talking about. Again, CPC, GSR, you know, and they told me, just relax, and it all come together. And so I've been attending for about 2 years now, and I know what many of those initials stand for, and I know that I still have a lot to learn. But you know what I'm also told is now we've got to turn the lights on in our own districts. So really what we should be doing is carrying the message to the sick and suffering inside my community. My community is East Aurora and Orchard Park, District 15. And you know, today somebody's waking up, a man, a woman, maybe it's my boss, maybe it's my neighbor, maybe it's my kids or at one time my parents, and they're banged up. They don't know where the solution is. People have the solution inside the rooms, but many people don't know we're here. So I like to be involved. I'd like to become involved in a district where I can start helping carry the message and work a 12-step program. And I'm excited about it. I got a lot to learn. I got a lot to, a long way to go, but I think we're trying. We're trying. So I am, the other thing I will hopefully get you uncomfortable with? I would guess in District 15, we probably have 200-400 members of Alcoholics Anonymous. Our District 15 meets every other Sunday at Orchard Park Town Hall at 12 noon. And if you raised your hand, please take a note of that. We have about four or five people that show up. And we would love to have you. Like, so that whole army thing, we want you, we need you. We do need you. And if you didn't raise your hand, you're probably going to a meeting or you're a member in a district that you're part of, and I would employ you to consider participating in your district, helping them revitalize and turn the lights on. We have a long way to go, but it starts somewhere. It's like the first time I walked down the steps of AA. I didn't know what I was getting into, but I knew I was going in the right place. I think because the lights haven't been turned on, there's not a lot of people, there's not a lot of the sponsors that can talk about service because their sponsors didn't teach them about service. So there are people who are involved that you could look for a service sponsor, you could come to our meetings and participate. We need a lot of help. We need a lot of help. I'm part of the cooperation with professionals. We're starting to carry literature to doctors. We've identified about 200 doctors, lawyers, clergy, and mental health professionals, and we want to get literature to them, right? We need people to do that. We don't have the bandwidth of one, and we have a nice group of 6 or 7 people who've helped. Public Information Committee, we want to start carrying a message. Could you imagine just putting just something up somewhere, right? A little message, maybe it's at Tops, and that person who's banged up this morning might pick that up. So I'm supposed to talk for 3 minutes. I think I've gone on for six, so I better pass the mic. And if you have any questions, certainly you know, come over and ask me. I'd be more than happy to help. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. And just adding to that a little bit, I was at NARASA the last few years, and I've sat in on a couple of the different roundtables. And an interesting one for the DCMs was talking about participation. And it's not just a dark area issue. So I asked some of the successful DCMs, I'm DCM for District 15, what's your trick as far as getting participation? I got some interesting answers. One of the number one things that gets people to district is food. You tell a drunk there's free food and stuff to drink, you might get him there. And, you know, I thought, well, no, people come to these things to learn, right? But when I was new, and even up to 15 years sober, I didn't know what anybody was talking about with the initials, GSR, GSO, and all this kind of stuff. So when I heard, I know this sounds weird, but so it's sort of like the hook, right? To spur momentum, people are there for the food, don't even know really what Alcoholics Anonymous is, and then they hear something. And they hear something that might, you know, provoke some interest. The little bit of involvement that I've had with CPC and PIC, I've had the opportunity to speak to one of the largest mental health and chemical dependency places. We got a chance to do that with our delegate. And it's so interesting because what I find out is that even the therapists and the counselors don't know that we're here and don't know what AA is and what AA isn't. And some of the questions that I've asked is when you have a non-alcoholic, right, who's coming to you, and we did one at ECC South, had a booth, a PI booth, during their health fair. And I asked, and they came over to get some literature, when you have someone who's struggling, it's in school, with drug addiction, whatever that might be, or substance abuse, what are your recommendations? Typically, it's find at least one self-help group, 12-step, and go to that about once a week, and maybe get some outpatient treatment. And that might be successful for some. But I did ask the question, and how often do you see them have permanent recovery? Almost none. Almost none. That was at a PI event. And then at CPC event with that large mental health facility. They're thrilled for us to come in there and tell them what we are. With some of the presentations we've done, even at Tender Loving Care out there at Lakeshore, which is the facility that Kristen's going to talk about, they look at you when we start telling them a little bit about what AA is and its primary purpose and singleness of purpose, and haven't heard this stuff before. When I was in nursing school, my exposure to Alcoholics Anonymous was to go to one open Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. I was even surprised that back then, 30 some years ago, that the talk of the difference between open and closed happened. Well, my dorm mates decided to pick a Saturday morning to visit an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting at 10 o'clock, because what we're supposed to do is attend and observe and write a little report. Saturday morning, college. Really? Well, it might have been a little sign that I wasn't able to make it to that 10 o'clock meeting on Saturday. I was too drunk and hungover. Might have been a clue. That was my exposure, and it was about a day. And I had to cheat, and I had to write, you know, a report off of somebody else's because I couldn't make it to the AA meeting. I'd like to introduce Kristen H. from the Orchard Park Step GSR TFC Chair. Thank you.
Kristen, alcoholic.
My home group is Orchard Park Step, and my sobriety date is March 24th, 2015. So service in the districts. I was the type of alcoholic who, you know, tried all these different solutions and even like AA, half AA, like half measure AA, and nothing really worked. So when I came into AA and I stayed in AA, it was kind of like an all or nothing thing for me. I have been blessed with like the opportunity of having, well, I've had two sponsors since I've been in AA, and both of them were very involved in service. My first sponsor was very involved in general service, and my sponsor now was also very involved in service. So I didn't even understand like any of this when I first came in, like the difference between like a meeting, a group, like I had absolutely no idea, and none of this made like any sense to me. So when I joined Orchard Park Step, I went to their like first business meeting and I raised my hand and I offered myself to have a service position. And I didn't even realize that there's like way more to service than like service in your home group, like the coffee setup, like all that kind of stuff. And it just so happened that our GSR was moving into a different area, so I became the GSR. So I started going to like general service, and they're talking about like all, this was like 2 years ago, and they're talking about like all the turning on the lights and like all this stuff. And I was just amazed by going to my first area committee meeting and like seeing that there was so much more to AA than just outside the home group, and how important it was to like carry the message to like the still sick and suffering alcoholic. So I was the only GSR for our district at that meeting. And I was like, I kind of want to do this, but like there's no one else even here from the other groups. And it just so happened as time, like then Bill started to show up, and then all of a sudden like Jill showed up, and then we met like after a meeting on a Sunday, and we were all like interested in service, and we were able to start like organizing the district. And that was it a year and a half? Yeah, like a year and a half ago. It's been like a slow go, but we've also made a lot of progress. We have teamed up with District 16, and we now bring in an AA meeting to their 28-day rehab program on Mondays. We have like a CPC committee up and running, and we're able to like carry the message to like these different areas in our district that previously wasn't done. And I know just like having children, and what kind of inspired me too is like, you know, let's face it, like my child's like probably predisposed to alcoholism. And if my child ever has like that problem, like I want AA to like be there for my child, or to like help these other people. So we do meet the second Sunday of every month. We do need more participation in this district to help carry the message and stuff like that. And my experience has been like when I'm involved in service, like my recovery is that much better. For me, like it's vital that I put those 2 feet in, because if I don't, like it's probably a matter of time before I drink again, to be honest. But if you have any questions or want to know anything about this district, just let us, any of us, know. And thank you all for coming.
Thank you both. We're going to break for lunch. When we do, there are a few tables out there. There is the grapevine table. There is also copies of the agenda. There is the article that Bill N. had in April's grapevine that he's going to be speaking a little bit about. That article is more so about Tradition 4. So I would like to dismiss one half of the room first, please. When you enter into the kitchen, there are two lines, and then you can exit and have a seat. That side first. How am I doing?